This is Nervorama.
Confusing sounds now of Lost Discs Radio Show kicking off the air tonight on December 2nd of 2005, ladies and gentlemen. That's true. Suddenly it's December. You know, you're sitting around and, well, you know, 1 minute it's like 60 degrees outside, and then the next minute it's like 20 degrees outside, and then you're thinking, well, it's either got to be summer, winter, or fall. And it's actually fall, but it's actually December. So But it feels like summer sometimes, you know. So that's what's been going on lately around here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, at least on the East Coast. We're here in Connecticut, where we have our studios. And, of course, we're being brought to you live on Friday nights through the magic of RF. Radio frequency transmission on the short wave, you know, the amplitude modulation. Incredible monophonic sounds of WBCQ out of Monticello, Maine, United States of America. Sure enough, we come to you, you know, proudly on 7.415 and 5.110 megahertz shortwave for your, shortwave underground alternative to the corporate crap stations who own you, basically. They own you if you let them. You know, but so here we are on the free speech sounds heard everywhere. And this is Jimmy Knight. Like I said, I'm sitting in with you tonight. And sort of solo. You know, Dr. Doc Brown, word has it that he might be coming. But, I mean, he might be arriving to the show any minute, but we don't know. There's no possibility of knowing that for sure with all of our modern technology. And then the second thing is, in a little bit here, we are going to place a phone call to Joe Stacks, okay? And this is all very exciting because, you know, we can't forget also that, folks, we are on the air sometimes in Nova Scotia, right? Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the incredible stereophonic sounds, apparently, of the frequency-modulated 97.5 CKDU, Halifax, Nova Scotia. And apparently, we're on there on Tuesday early around 5 a.m., In the anti-meridian. That's AM. That's a different AM thing there. See, it's morning time. 5 AM. And anyways, so we're going to get Joe Stacks on the line to talk a little bit more about some Canadian 60s garage band action. And in general, we're going to be spinning some action. Some of it's going to be 60s garage band, and some of it is not going to be 60s garage band decidedly. But it doesn't really matter, because we're going to keep things moving with a request. We heard in from a guy over the last week or so out of Wisconsin, okay? Speaking of America, United States, this guy named Rick in Pulaski, Wisconsin, he emails in, man, and catching us on some of our internet archives. Folks, you can always dig this program through the magic of the internet. You go to our website. It is lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. But you've got to spell the word discs with a C. I cannot stress that enough. And for some reason, you don't put the W's in front of the address. It's just lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. So anyway, this guy finds our archive there, and he's digging some of our past shows. And he writes in and he says, well, what about the Turtles, man? I always remember digging some records that my brothers and sisters had by the Turtles, right? And come to find out, I think it was one of our Canadian listeners who emailed in also about 2 weeks or so ago, and he's looking for a specific song by the Turtles called Like the Seasons, okay? And I'm sorry I don't have the exact email on that, but this is going out to whoever it was. I apologize. I looked for it. I couldn't find it. One of our listeners looking for this song, Like the Seasons. Yeah, and also going out to Wisconsin tonight. It's by the Turtles. It's on Lost Discs Radio Show.
I have learned that love can turn like seasons, and I know you had to go, you've got your reasons, still I wish you'd stay, tell me why you're going away, it hurts me not knowing, and I believe that love's like leaves in September. Me not knowing how I have wronged you. Oh. Love can turn like the seasons. And I know you had to go, you've got your reasons. Still, I wish you'd stay.
Wow, Lost Discs Radio. Wow, Lost Discs Radio. Wow, Lost Discs Radio. Wow. Lost Discs Radio.
Someday I'll find a home. The winds won't blow away. They've blown away the sky. I have known all alone too long. To hide away, I will have to stay. I have known all too long. Death and I will walk beside the twilight.
Radio.
I can feel it right down by my tummy.
There's a sudden rise in the mercury. There's a thumping in my heart. It just had to be. Heat wave, hurricane whirling in my head. Cool disposition just hanging by a thread. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of
temperature. Yeah. I wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night with the fever.
It's a question of, it's a question of, it's a question of.
said, man. It's like I said earlier, you know, it's been one of those falls here in here in Connecticut anyways, where, you know, one day it's 65 degrees and then the next day it's like 25 degrees and then and everybody's getting sick. You know, that damn bird flu starts settling in your lungs after breathing in the few days of that kind of temperature. It's a question of temperature here tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show on December 2nd of 2005. Yes, the incredible sounds of The Balloon Farm are making the rounds out of 1967 off the original Laurie Records label. Now, to help us make some kind of sanity out of all of this, we have now gotten Joe Stacks on the phone line out of Pittsburgh, PA. Howdy, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm pretty good there, Joe, and it's just, you can drop the plural on the guys thing there. I'm sitting solo tonight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Chesty's not around, of course. She's studying for finals, and Doc is just a no-show, and, you know, but it's early in the hour. Anything could happen. We'll see how things shape up.
All right. Well, it's good to be back on the show. It's good to know we're all freezing together here on the eastern half of the U.S.
Yeah, man.
But, hey, we got the Balloon Farm.
Yeah, we got the. Anything you want to say about what's the story on these guys? Weren't they out of New York City or something?
Yeah, and they recorded that song on the Laurie Records label, as you I believe you mentioned.
Why the Balloon Farm? Is that a hip reference to something that we should know, or maybe we want to know?
The world, it's like the Tootsie Roll secret, the Tootsie Pop secret. The world may never know.
Yeah. I'm guessing that, once again, LSD had something to do with it, but I don't know.
It can be blamed for so many things.
Well, sure. When in doubt, man, just blame the French or blame...
blame the drugs.
Blame the acid. And, of course, before that, now you'll find this a little bit interesting, Joe. Before that, we were listening to Bob and Kit off of the HBR Records label.
Oh, Mother of Pearl.
Yeah, with a little kind of depressing down-tempo number called Autumn Too Long. You know, it's been autumn too long. So the only thing that can save us, I guess, is wintertime. And, well, all right. Well, now, speaking of wintertime, speaking of dreams, okay, speaking of... See, now I just gave away what's coming up. Speaking of dreams, if anyone is... hip to the Canadian action that we've been digging recently on this program. they're going to dig the sounds of the Kensington Market, which we have on deck here, Joe. What do you want to say about the group called the Kensington Market?
Well, the Kensington Market came along in about 67 or 68. They recorded on, oh gosh, was it the Warner label?
I believe it was.
Warner Records label put out two albums. You're going to be spinning a cut off of the first album, which was called Avenue Road.
Right, that's right.
These guys have an affiliation with another hot Canadian act we're, I'm told we'll be hearing about, called the Poppers.
Oh, are they connected with the Poppers?
There's a vague connection. In as few words as I can tell you, the original manager of the Poppers... made a deal with Bob Dylan's manager, Albert Grossman.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he took over the management of the Poppers. So the original guy, I believe his name was Ken Finkelstein, took the money he made off of that big you know, the big sale there and went and found another group in Toronto to help build up. Yeah. And this group turned out to be the Kensington Market. And tying into a previous single played on Lost Discs a couple of weeks ago, the one lead vocalist you'll be hearing tonight is a guy named Luke Gibson, who used to be with Luke and the Apostles.
Oh, that's right. We did Luke and the Apostles, 2 weeks ago or something?
I think 2 weeks ago.
Which was replayed last week on the Thanksgiving. You know, we were taking a week off there for Thanksgiving, Joe. Can you blame us? Come on.
Yeah, everybody needs a holiday.
So I think we replayed that show. Let's see. Real quick on the email here coming in tonight on the program, we've got first up is in from Chris in Eastern Tennessee. He's listening. It's not a great signal, but it might clear up as the night goes on. Well, folks, that's the thing. You know, we're on these two shortwave frequencies, and here in Southern Connecticut, we can just barely make it out on 5110 kilohertz. And we'd like to know if you're listening to the program on the shortwave radio tonight. Where are you? Where are you getting the signal from? Of course, we're always glad to send out one of our fantabulous QSL cards for the Lost Discs radio show and for WBCQ. To anyone who contacts us and lets us know how the signal is getting out there, you can get in on the email action. It is lost@wbcq.us, or mail something to the P.O. box like this guy Chris in Tennessee apparently wants to do, or maybe he did. And you drop that in to P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA. And, well, here comes the sound now of the Kensington Market out of Toronto. Yeah, exclusively tonight on December 2nd of 2005 in the Lost Discs radio show. Now you dig it, people!
Shadows of the morning shine. Slowly speaking of me, visions of the night before streaming slowly through my brain. Outside the people pass, but they still look the same. Oh, are they unaware of the love they don't have?
In the emotional life of the immature.
Something,
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 take me back through the long empty echoing hallways of meaning's road. Was she? She was someone that I couldn't see. She was waiting with laughter for no one but me. La 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 la.
WBCQ
in conjunction with the Lost Disc Radio Program, starring Jim E. Knight, Dr. Doc Brown Jr. III, MBSA, and Chesty Brodesky. We now return you to our regular scheduled programming.
Girl of darkness was so kind to me, in its shadows to the one. Dawn is slowly blinding me, and I can't shut out that sun. Girl, you've shattered what I wanted to believe in. Love, I know you couldn't stand to be deceiving, but I wish you never made it known and left me in the dark, thinking you're mine alone. Girl, the light hurts my eyes. Girl, darkness is kind. Girl, the light hurts my eyes. Now I see what I was afraid to see. Girl, I know I shared that kiss. Now it can't be what it used to be. I just can't bring back your kiss. Girl, I'm watching all my paper capsules tumbling. The fantasies all over us are crumbling. Love, I know the darkness like you, but in the black of night, I couldn't see the truth. Girl, the light hurts my eyes. Girl, the darkness is high.
Kids, the incredible sounds of the great Scots here on CKDU 97.5 FM, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Going to some big sounds going around here here on the Lost Discs radio show tonight. It's true. I'm not just being over the top for no reason there, folks. That was a group out of somewhere in Nova Scotia. The great Scots. We did them on the program, I think, last time.
Man.
And once again, now Joe, the only thing you could tell us about these guys last time is that part of their shtick there was when they would perform live, they performed in
kilts.
In the kilts. Right? Like a Scottish type thing there, right?
Right. That's hence the Great Scots.
Okay.
And that was that was a great song. A single that came out in 1967 on the Triumph label down here in the US.
Yeah, the light hurts my eyes. And they were out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, making the rounds there in 1967 action, folks. So if you're digging it up there on that FM station, man, you should be in touch with us. Because we're digging out the obscure lost discs for you, for all of you people. But now, now we seem to be doing it an awful lot for the Canadians. And we've heard in from an awful lot of Canadians. And, you know, we'd be dead chucked and real stoked and dead pleased if we actually heard from someone on the email or in the P.O. box who is catching us. You know, it's nice to hear you catching us on the internet or the shortwave radio, but now you could be catching us on CKDU 97.5 FM. And so you drop it in the P.O. box once again. That's P.O. box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. To the Lost Discs Radio Show. And Joe Stacks, why don't you give them out the email? And while you do, you can give your little shout-out, like you were saying last week, how you want to get in touch with some people for maybe some exchange of some music here.
And sure, and some more information about the Canadian scene in the 60s, because goodness knows, we're definitely on the wrong side of the border to get some of the great sounds that were coming out of Canada. We heard some good stuff, and there's got to be more. So drop me, Joe Stacks, a line courtesy of the Lost Discs email at lost@wbcq.us. You know, we'll make the Canadian connection there, maybe swap some information and trade some sides.
All right. Sounds good. I hope your papers are in order. Actually, before we talk about this next thing, Joe, real quick, I want to back announce the one record in between there. We just heard from the Great Scots, and we kicked off this set with Kensington Market. But in between, we heard from a group called the Paupers. And, of course, we mean P-A-U-P, Paupers.
Right.
And these guys, of course, I've got them on the Verve Folkways record label. And apparently, the record that I have, this was a thing called Copper Penny, which was a B-side to a thing called If I Call You By Some Name, which was the A-side. And this record apparently is particularly a lost disc because it was not included on either of their albums, their LPs that they had. So what's going on real quick? These guys, the Paupers.
Okay, another big name in the Toronto scene in the middle 60s there.
Damn.
The Paupers were big enough and hot enough to get signed, as you said, to the Verve label. And I'm shocked because I've never heard Copper Penny. You've been taunting me with this for a couple of weeks, and now I've got to hear it. It's a great song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But yeah, you're right. This one came out, I guess, well in advance of their debut album, Magic People, and well ahead of then. It didn't turn up on their follow-up album, Ellis Island, in 67 and 68, respectively.
Now, weren't these guys big enough that in 1967, the Paupers actually played the Monterey Pop Festival out in the West Coast there?
That's right, they did. Unfortunately, due to some contractual mishaps, they didn't make it into the film. And, you know, as a result, they're kind of lost and forgotten.
Yeah, they should have been a big act of the 60s, man. I mean, with that kind of exposure.
And they were they had a great sound. I really, really loved that first album.
Yeah.
I'm digging Copper Penny, too. So if maybe I can make a request some night, you can flip that over and we can hear the A-side.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'll keep this Canadian action going, I guess, as long as we keep hearing from people who want to hear this kind of stuff. Well, who are we kidding? We'll play it even if nobody wants to hear it, because that's what we do, man, here on the show tonight. And now, speaking of things that people maybe they want to hear, maybe they don't want to hear, maybe some things you'll never hear again. Yeah. We've lost another one of our great artists, you know, one of our lost obscurity guys. Link Wray has passed away at the age of 76. And I was not really prepared for this. I hadn't really got the news until about, I don't know, maybe 3 hours before we went on the air tonight. And someone had slipped the information to Chesty, and Chesty calls up and, you know, she's telling me she couldn't make it into the show tonight, but she wanted to pass on to me had I heard that Link Wray had passed away. And, well, that's kind of a big deal, only because back in April, if you'll recall, anyone who's listened to this program over the past year on any kind of a regular basis might recall that Chesty and I actually went to a biker bar in New London, Connecticut, right, which is about 45 minutes east of here, where we have our studios in North Haven. And we got to see Link Wray perform live at this bar at like 1 in the morning. And brother, let me tell you, it was a blistering hell of a thing. And I'm going to say, I'm just going to tell you what my only words that I ever spoke to Link Wray. And you gotta paint the scene. You know, it's 1:30 in the morning. Everyone's had a couple of beers. Link Wray just finished an hour and a half playing the loudest guitar maybe I've ever heard in a bar. Okay. Incredible stuff at 67 years old, sunglasses on the whole time with a leather jacket and a ponytail down to his back. The guy couldn't have been more cool. And when he got off stage, we were so, so hyped up. He walked not more than 5 feet in front of me, and I just yelled, "Fucking great, Link!" And he turned to me and he went, "Boo!" You know, like he kind of jumped back, like he was kind of startled, but he smiled. And I knew he heard me, and, you know, they can bleep that off the air if they want to, and it's probably it's not going to fly very well in Nova Scotia, but that's true, man, and that's what it was. So we're just going to do it, and it was great, and he still is somewhere, I guess. It's Link Wray. We're going to do it tonight. This is a record that I literally picked up over Thanksgiving weekend, exactly 1 week ago today. I happened to be digging through some old, dusty, crusty, moldy, waxy vinyl in a record shop in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And I was in the back room there, and they were letting me go through some old boxes of stuff, and I came across a real scratchy copy of Comanche off the Epic Records label, man. And the incredible sounds of Link Wray making the sounds once again tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Comes on like Godzilla.
You, I love you more and more and more every kiss. I love the way you talk. I love the way you love. I love the way you walk. I love you, baby. In oh so many ways. The way you talk, I love the way you love, I love the way you walk. I love you, baby, in oh so many ways. You are my sunshine when skies are gray. You are the reddest rose in my bouquet.
Radio.
To outsmart your prey, not just putting an arrow or bullet into it, is really the rewarding thing.
Maybe Mommy can help you do that.
I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. Step out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear. Outrageous, allow me, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Seeing at nicest places where well-fed faces all stop to stare. Making the grandest entrances, Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Everywhere would be Simon Smith and his dancing bear. It's Simon Smith and the amazing dancing bear.
Hey, hey, let's hear it for him, folks. Come on. Hey, let's hear it for him. Hey, welcome to Slaggers. And here's Ringo. And what? Oh, the right. Here we are tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Once again, Jimmy Knight with you. Dr. Doc Brown, he's not with you. So quit asking. You know, don't even talk about him. You know, quite frankly. You know, we went through a whole summertime of Dr. Doc Brown just sort of not showing up. You know, he was pretty scarce. And at one point there, Alan Weiner, general management of WBCQ, was calling for Doc Brown's resignation from this program. So, you know, he's on thin ice as it is. I don't care what you say. But saving our butt once again tonight is Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh, PA.
Greetings,
and Joe,
listeners.
Yes, Joe, here we are live on December 2nd of 2005, just hearing in now from Keswick, Ontario. Where? Well, on the email, folks. That's true. Good old Mike in snowy downtown Keswick, Ontario. Now, Joe, you're really going to dig this. Are you ready for this?
Lay it on me.
Well, Mike emails in, and he says, and quote, "I have that Poppers record right here in front of me on 45, Copper Penny, backed with If I Call You By Some Name." He's sitting there. He's like listening to this program, you dig? And he's got that record right in front of him. Who else could pull that off but a cool Canadian out of Keswick, Ontario? I ask you, Joe Stax.
Nobody, man.
Yeah, nobody. No one's going to do it for you.
I'm telling you right now, nobody. No guy on the island of Fiji would be doing that right now.
Nobody but him. It's good music. He was digging the musicianship. He promised us maybe to send right here he says as soon as he gets his turntable hooked up, he'd like to put some of his obscure Canadian groups onto a CD and send it our way. Now, how about that action?
So sweet.
And he's also digging Link Ray and the Raymen. All right, because right there we kicked off that set with Link Ray and the Raymen with Comanche. You go back and listen to that guitar action, man. That's ahead of its time. That was 1959, 5-9er on that, okay? 1959 on the Epic label. We followed it up there with Dino, Desi, and Billy. And after that, of course, we just heard from the Alan Price set. Okay, coming off the 45, the Parrot Records label. Sure enough, it was Simon Smith and his Amazing Dancing Bear. Joe Stax, anything you want to say real quick there about Alan Price or Dino, Desi, Billy?
Well, I got to say, Dino, Desi, and Billy surprised me by being just so cool.
Yeah, I was very surprised that they... I've been avoiding them for the longest time. And I ran into that record at that vinyl shop in Allentown. And, you know, for 35 cents, which was what the guy was charging me, I said, well, I don't know. And so we gave him a spin.
I might need that 35 cents. You know, maybe I got to buy a gumball or something.
Maybe the parking meter could use this 35 cents more than I need that Dino, Desi, and Billy record. But I did it. I spent the big bucks. And I was pleasantly surprised by that B-side there called So Many Ways. And then, of course, Dino, Desi, Billy, who really were they? They're like famous kids from famous celebrities, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. I know Dino is Dean Martin's kid.
Dean Martin, yeah.
Desi, one of the Arnazes.
Gotta be, right.
And I think Billy was just a neighbor.
Yes. He was a hangers-on, you know. Okay, and anyways, then the Alan Price set, that's another record that I found last week in Allentown, man. And all these records just seem to fit tonight. I'm not trying to give anybody a plug except for us, I guess. anyways, now Joe, speaking of us, you and me.
Yes.
And Doc Brown sometimes, right? On the Lost Discs Radio Show, we're going to now go into a new segment. Right? Well, I'm going to debut a new thing here on the show tonight because, you know, every once in a while, we run across a record, Joe, you know, you run across a record that's like some great psychedelic thing. Or maybe you run into something that's obviously a cool girl group or a cool blues record or an R&B thing. I don't know, a rockabilly thing, a surf instrumental, right? And you know where you're at pretty much when even though these records are obscure and you've never heard them. You pretty much get where these people are coming from most of the time. But every once in a while, we'll pull out a record and we'll just think, what was anybody thinking? Right? And we now are going to have a segment for records especially like that. And I'd like you all to prepare now for this tonight on the show. Here we go, folks.
The Lost Discs Radio Show invites you now to examine with us... Music of the inexplicable. Music of the inexplicable.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while you just come across a record that it seems to defy every category that we can come up with, including psychedelic and novelty. That's right, it's Music of the Inexplicable. And this is a record that we ran across on the RCA Records label tonight. This is our first one for this category of the Inexplicable. And, Joe, this is a group called The Id. What do you know about a group, Joe? Now, this is, so far as I know, they're out of 1967.
And that's where they stayed. They didn't get out in 1967, and Jim.
They're still there, right? Okay, it's simply a group called The Id, and the song is called Boil the Kettle, Mother. Anything you want to say? Is there anything to say?
I have never heard this band, and I'm astounded. I could say, if I can go cockney on you for a second there, cor blimey.
Cor the blimey, here the nose.
And I got to tell you one thing, though. I'm riffling through one of my reference books here. These guys got an album.
Oh, no, come on.
The album was entitled The Inner Sounds of the Id on RCA Victor, 1967.
My God almighty, folks. Well, all right. When I play this record for you, folks, I think you'll understand why we refer to this as music that is just indescribable, or more exact, inexplicable. Here they come tonight, exclusively on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Yes. The incredible sounds now of the Id. Dig 'em!
So we hear alternately a loud and then a soft sound, a beat.
Do-a-do-a.
Gotta go. Well, we sort of gotta go, you know. Jimmy Knight here sitting in with you once again for the Lost Discs radio show on December 2nd of 2005. Hearing in on the incredible email action from Ken Grant. I think he's up in Toronto way, up in Canada. You know, you hear from Mike in Keswick, and then you hear from Ken in Toronto, and well, Ken is finally gonna have to give in and get himself a cup of tea after all that. Well, folks, you've been digging it on the show. We did what we could there with the incredible sounds of the id. You see what I mean? Music of the inexplicable. How the hell are you gonna define that? I don't know. I don't know if we should try. But we've tried here tonight. Not just me, but Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh, PA. Joe, say goodnight to the folks, man.
Goodnight, everyone.
And we'll hope to have you on again soon, Joe, maybe right after the holidays. How do you feel about that?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to send a couple of Christmas songs your way in the next week or two. Hopefully, if you're going to be doing a Christmas spectacular.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to get them on for you, Joe. In the meantime, folks, good night, and thanks to everyone. Tom up at the transmitter at WBCQ in Monticello, Maine, United States of America. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. The Lost Disc Radio Show.